This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We turn now to the world of beer, the wonderful world of beer, some might say, and the merger between the world's number one and number two brewers that was okayed by shareholders today. Anheuser-Busch InBev is going to buy SABMiller for more than $100 billion. It's one of the biggest corporate mergers ever. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, shall we? What is this deal going to mean for the price and the oh-so-important taste of beer? Marketplace's Andy Euler cracks this one open.
The deal means that about one in every four beers sold around the world will be a product of this new mega brewer. Bart Watson, chief economist for the Brewers Association, says pay attention to around the world.
I mean, this wasn't about the U.S. market as much as it was about developing markets where SABMiller was strong and where AB InBev was weak.
Beer consumption has been down for years in the U.S. and Canada. Africa is a big growth market. The company says that's where it's going to focus. Okay, so what does that mean for us? Dirk Hackbarth teaches finance at Boston University. He says this amount of market share doesn't mean it'll start charging whatever it wants for beers, but...
That said, the price of beer is not going to go down. If it's going to be $25 a can, I doubt. But while you may not see the price ratchet up as quickly, you maybe just see sort of a quiet, slow growth in prices.
Sure, but what about the taste? Jason Foster is a beer writer based in Canada.
Given the overall trends in the beer industry, I don't think we'll see a homogenization of the flavors. Like, it's not like suddenly, you know, Miller's will taste like Budweiser.
That's unlikely anyway, given that SABMiller had to sell off some assets like Miller Lite to appease regulators, but you get the idea. What Foster's more concerned about is what this will do to craft brewers.
And I think that's the problem, that they'll have increasing motivation to try and create, you know, what I like to call pseudo-craft offerings in an attempt to try and sort of gobble up even bigger market share.
Because really, 27% of the world's market share just isn't enough. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.